Now, you know what yesterday was? The last day of the Premier League season. And you remember last night's programme, we spoke to two fans who might have been biting their nails or squeaking their bums throughout the final matches today. Both Liverpool and Manchester City were able to win the Premier League on the final day. Yesterday we heard from the fans of two of those clubs, one in New Zealand and one in the USA. Phil Antilla is a Manchester City fan in Kansas, USA. Phil, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thanks very much. Andrew McGough is a Liverpool fan in Wellington, New Zealand. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi there. Good to talk again.
I'm really sorry, Andrew. You sound really depressed.
No, it's not too bad, really. Well, you know, it's, as I mentioned to you yesterday, it was City's title, one hand on four fingers, and congratulations to them. I think they played really good football, and they got a great manager, a real gentleman of a guy in Pellegrini. So, yeah, I would say full credit to them, but you know, they got the title they deserved. 38 games, yeah. It doesn't come down to the last couple of games of the season that they have to put in the results over the whole term, really.
And Newcastle bent over backwards to help you win that title, and you still didn't get it.
Sorry, Newcastle bent over backwards?
Yeah, Newcastle, they bent over backwards, didn't they?
Not quite. It didn't really go to plan at the start, except for old Ambiobi trying to get his sent off there. But
exactly.
Yeah, look, there was a great way to end the season for us with a victory. It was a real celebration. We did have one ear on what was happening in the City game, and once they went up, it just allowed us to focus on our game. But as I say, a real celebration of our season, from where we've come from last season, and scoring over 100 goals, having the top goal scorers in the league, and getting the Player of the Year, you've got to be happy with that.
And you watched it in a pub in Wellington with other Liverpool fans. What was the mood like there?
Yeah, it was pretty buoyant. I think at the start of the game, there's definitely some hope that we may have another miracle moment in Istanbul, like what your previous show was about. But there's just a really buoyant mood, and I think a lot of the people were just saying, look, you know, it's not just about whether we can win the league. We're back to the good old days, back to the Brendan Rodgers has brought the happy times back to Liverpool, back to Anfield. And so I think we just looked at it as, well, whatever happens here, it's a massive improvement. And it was really, it just was a celebration, a real party atmosphere.
Phil, you watched your Premier League victory on the last day of the season with other Man City fans in a pub in Kansas. How much rejoicing was there?
Yeah, it was quite a celebration.
In which way? What did you do? Sing songs or did you just get drunk?
I think they're both were happening. So it was a good time, and it was also just after breakfast. So we were eating a proper English breakfast, and people were drinking beer and singing songs.
What's it mean to you and your fellow Man City fans in Kansas City? What's it really mean?
Well, I think one of the things that's important for us is, this is the same team, with the exception of two players, I think, today, that won the league in 2012. So for us, it means that, you know, like we're talking about with Liverpool, I think the good times are back for City again. And we know how to win, and we're ready to do it again next year.
For many years, you've been in the shadow of your Manchester neighbours, or some would say your Salford neighbours. Let's leave that to one side. I don't want to get into any of that tribalism tonight. But because you've been in the shadow of United for so long, there will be so many Man City fans who are able to go to work this morning and rub their workmates, their Reds workmates' noses in it, but you're not able to do that in Kansas, or are you?
That's absolutely the case. I mean, when I started following City, it was I think it was 2004, 2005 season. This is before I could see games regularly televised on cable. You couldn't get internet streams going fast, and everyone that I would talk to was a United fan or a Real Madrid fan, and so no one had even heard of City. And so for us to have come such a long way, you know, it's great for me. I'm looking forward to going to work tomorrow and being able to talk to everyone about how City are the champions and United are a mid-table team outside of Europe. So,
Andrew, how far do you think Liverpool and Brendan Rodgers and the team you've got can take this next season? Will you still have Suarez? Are you fearful that Real Madrid might be knocking on his door?
It kind of feels like a bit of a sense of deja vu from last season when he made it pretty clear that he wanted out, and the owners held strong. And yeah, I think those rumours are going to do the rounds again. I think Suarez always talked about wanting to be in the Champions League, and we're there now. And you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he just wanted to give it a season there. But I think that the really big thing for Rodgers now is just to build on that depth. We don't have a lot of squad depth. We haven't had that luxury of being able to bring in, you know, $20 or $30 million player, a pound player off the bench. You know, we're bringing guys that are sort of £6-7 million, and I think that's the biggest thing. We're going to go into Champions League. We're going to be increasing our games over the season by sort of 15 or so games, and you know, you can't rely on a thin squad for that, and it's experience as well. You need just that extra touch of class. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing for Rodgers. It's just to be able to build on what we've done and keep top four. My biggest concern is you're going to get the likes of a United that will go out and spend money. There's not many teams that drop out of the top four that can still have that spending power like they do, and they'll want to get right back up there. So it's going to be a tough ask, but yep. I think if anyone can do it, it's Rodgers.
Guys, I'm going to keep in touch with you. Thanks a lot for joining us. Andrew McGough there, Liverpool fan in Wellington, New Zealand, and thanks to Phil Antilla as well, Man City fan in Kansas City, USA.